Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 247. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. But got a bunch of guys on the show. We bring a bunch of apps, and hopefully this will be an app discovery action for you. Maybe you've not heard of the apps we're talking about. You could install them on your phones, devices, etc., and enjoy them. That's what we're all here for, enjoyment. Enjoy your life, enjoy the apps, enjoy the world. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Moin, moin, Steve, and that comes greetings from Alexander Sims, I believe it was. And what I'm showing to the exclusive members who are watching this video, thanks to joining the AAA Club, on camera right here, I have the Sony Smartwatch 2 fresh in the box. I will say one thing I didn't know the device did is one-touch NFC pairing, which makes pairing the device much easier. Bluetooth can sometimes be painful. Also, it supports Runtastic, which I'm sure has something to do with the word exercise that I hear people say a lot.
Exercise?
Exercise.
For bacon?
Comes with a free app of Runtastic.
Damn, that is a sweet prize. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's going on, Eric?
Well, guys, it was a bad week to be a tree in Rock Falls because we had a lot of them fall over this week. We had crazy hurricane-ish type winds, and it just rocked the whole town.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was weird.
No disc golf that week. I'm sorry. I have to throw in a disc golf comment.
That's okay.
That sucks, dude. I mean, is everybody okay in the family and everything?
Everything's cool. Yep. Okay. Lights are back on. Everything's back, getting there, back to normal. A lot of trees laying around everywhere.
Oh, man. Glad I'm not a tree in Rock Falls. Well, I'm glad everybody's okay, and hopefully the weather calmed down for you. And my name is Steve Cherubino. Thank you guys for tuning in. As Dor mentioned earlier in the show, we're giving away a Sony Smartwatch 2. All you got to do is go to podnuts.com/AAA Club, join the Android App Addicts Club. You get access to our live stream. You get news reports. You get entered into all of our contests. Dor throws something special into the feed and gives you guys deals. And it's just awesome. You know, you're closer to us. You know, we're all a group. We're a club. So it's really fun. It's free. We just ask for your name and email address, and that's all you got to do. So tell your friends, get people interested in the show, win a Sony smartwatch. This is the beginning. This is only one gift of many to come. So be prepared. The club has its perks.
Yeah. Some people say the horn of plenty. We're going to have the Android of plenty.
Okay.
You crack them open and goodies just keep falling out of them.
Yeah, it's cornucopia, like in the Hunger Games. But you know, we don't have to kill each other to win. You just get it in the mail. Let's get into some apps. Let's start with Eric this episode.
All right. Hey, you guys, I am really excited because we finally got to hire that new producer we were wanting. So I just wanted to... I did a little recording of his pre-show this morning, or right before we started.
Again, I guess, Eric, in your case, it's 7:50. I don't know what time it is. So, we'll meet 10 minutes before the show starts, like we normally did, just because we're doing it live from now on. It'll just give us a couple minutes to get the link ready, say anything we need to say before we go live, and then we'll go live. So, 8:50,
All right, we get it.
All right.
What is that?
This is called Voice Changer with Effects, and that was your voice, Steve.
I know.
It's a funny little fun app. You can install and you can change your voice to basically, probably about 20 different things. It's even a drunk one. I don't know if I've ever heard you drunk before.
You should have known me 20 years ago.
Again, I guess, Eric, in your case, it's 7:50. I don't know what time it
is. That's kind of accurate. That's pretty good. That's
awesome. It's called what?
It's okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hit enter button. Sorry about that. Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Voice Changer with Effects by Sergio Viudis.
That is awesome. Free app?
Free app. Yes. It does have some ads at the top, but whatever, you know, not a big deal. Totally, really easily. It's very usable. It's kind of neat that it actually recorded while I was playing the Voxer. That was not expected. I thought I was going to have to record myself into it, to demonstrate it, but I just kept Voxer going, hit the record little microphone icon, and
so it recorded it out of the speaker into the mic of the phone.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, actually the tablet. Yeah, I got my phone doesn't do anything anymore, so everything's on the tablet tonight.
What happened to your phone?
Well, the power button, for some reason got really super high. I don't know if I brought this up last week or not about it being really sensitive, where I don't have to push it all the way in. Even the tiniest little brush, or even like if you blow on it, it'll turn off. So if you do accidentally touch it, it feels like it's being turned on and off like 7 times in a row. It's like, lin, 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 and it just, I don't know, it just turns itself off all the time now. I even put a case back on it just to see, you know, kind of block the power button from getting accidentally bumped. And it's still way too sensitive. See, I just rubbed my finger over it. Now it's trying to turn itself back on again.
Yeah.
Dude, take the battery out of that thing. That's, you're torturing it.
You are not the first person I heard mention that, Eric. Actually, you're only the second. Matthew Williams, a.k.a. Lord Drakenblut, asked me 2 weeks ago. He said, have any of you guys heard of power button? And I thought you might have said Samsung Galaxy S3 becomes super sensitive. To which I replied, no, I saw the opposite. On my Moto X, I had to take a key and jam it onto the power button to get it to work because it was undersensitive after, you know, I beat it up.
Yeah. Wow. The only thing I can think of I did, I really started noticing it after I had it mounted in, I had my car mount and I adapted it to work on my bicycle. I took a bike ride and then I think that's when it actually happened. So maybe it took a bump wrong or something, broke a spring inside. I'm not sure.
That's the thing with these phones. I don't care. Like I don't work out with it in my pocket or anything. There's too much sensitive stuff in there. Like what's it called? The gyroscope and all that stuff. I mean, that detects motion. You can't be jamming that thing all around. I don't think. Can you? Is that healthy for it?
It's 3 years old and I'm ready for a new phone. I've been going without even a case or anything on this for a couple of years now. I don't really
take care of
it. It needs to keep up with me. I'm not going to be going out of my way to baby it.
Well, look, that's why it's not working. You want a new phone.
Well, the new phone's going to have to put up with it too. I mean, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to not walk listening to music because I'm afraid of the gyroscopes.
Oh, I'm not walk. I'm talking about like heavy.
Like having,
I don't know. I could be totally wrong. No, I just have this consideration.
You're not wrong, Steve. You for a while have been looking for a second cheap Android player device, a device to use when you're either exercising, working out, or doing something physical. This is where I personally believe the idea of a wearable can become real, but it has to be a standalone wearable device, or just a cheap, small, dare I say, iPod Nano-esque device where you can use it when you're doing physical labor, activities, bike riding, exercise, something where you don't have to worry about it as much. These are literally upwards of $600+ devices, you know, and they are a little bit fragile. So, you know, I think second device is needed.
You can't go without your phone though. I mean, or you mean the second device would answer a call or a text message?
If I'm exercising, I'm not answering my phone.
Oh, I am.
Why?
I'm not exercising that hard, though. I guess I'm not.
Well, my logic is 30, 40 years ago, if my dad had a heart attack and I was exercising, I would find out about it later. You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, ain't going to be the end of the world, you know?
Yeah. Got to have it the other way, though, too. If I'm exercising, there's a chance I might have a heart attack. I need to let somebody know, they won't know later.
We call that natural selection, Eric. Just go with the flow.
It was so meant to be.
Well, the Sony smartwatch, for example, allow me to play music and work out. What is it? Bluetooth to my earbuds or something?
It does require the, I'm going to phrase this very carefully or else Jose Quesada might come after me. You need the phone within Bluetooth range to do like streaming music and stuff. I do believe, I'm 99.9% sure, there is a small amount of storage on the device itself where you can have Bluetooth connected to it, or I'm pretty sure it's Bluetooth connected to it, and listen to
and
local audio on it.
Gotcha. That reminds me, you guys are going to hate me. I bought an iPod Shuffle.
No, I'm not going to hate you.
The new ones?
I'm just very disappointed.
Remember I was saying I needed an Android device for listening to me? I just went and bought an iPod Shuffle. Eric just left.
Thanks, Steve. You just contributed to the problem.
Oh, he's got to turn off his AC. I thought he left because I said that. Okay. Well, while he's doing that door, why don't we talk about... Actually, no, let me say the name of his one more time. The app we talked about was Voice Changer with Effects from Sergio Viudis. Voice Changer with Effects from Sergio Viudis. All right, Dor, why don't you say the name or talk about your app now.
Okay. This is no doubt a regurgitation, but I don't care. I literally only found out it was worth regurgitationing earlier today from you, Steve. BitTorrent Sync. I run it on Linux without a desktop installed GUI. I don't notice quote unquote big updates, upgrades. I did see the other day an upgrade come over on my Android device, but I forgot to open it up and check it out. So after you told me on the Windows desktop, it went through a major overhaul. I loaded it up on my Android device and it also went through another major overhaul. In the Android Google Play market, it's now called Sync. So you literally have to search for BitTorrent Sync and then just look for Sync. The only way I can express the best use case of this application is privately, securely, anonymously, and I'm pretty sure it's anonymously, share data between devices, whether it's my device and Steve C's device, whether it's my device and my desktop computer, whether it's my desktop computer and my wife's phone.
Over the internet.
You can keep it restricted on your intranet, on your own internal LAN. You can basically just not allow UPnP on your router. And in the mobile app, you can very easily disable 3G, 4G data access.
But I'm saying it's actually a benefit over the internet. You don't have to do anything. You just install this app and it works.
Well, yeah, that is the entire biggest, huge, absurd, kick in the teeth advantage of this app is it's literally the type of synchronization app we all wanted for over a decade, whereas you literally install it and then do nothing. You just put files in folders and then on the other device, magically files appear in folders.
It's true.
Yeah, it just works.
We use it for the show, guys who are listening. We use it for the show. As soon as Eric and Dora are done the show, they just throw their files of their recording into the BitTorrent Sync folder, and then bam, in like 2 minutes, I have it on my machine. And it's all, we don't need Dropbox or anything. It's just peer-to-peer.
Yeah, and
it's really sweet.
And I can't remember the name of the musical artist we had from San Francisco.
It was Amanda Chaudhry.
Yeah,
Chaudhry.
I respect her musical ability a great deal. I expect the work that she's doing in her Android development team a great deal, but she kind of tried to imply this app was unsafe. This app is, if I had to put numbers to it, a billion times safer than Dropbox, a billion times safer than OneNote, a billion times safer than Google Drive. You can combine all the security features of every other cloud sharing synchronization application, and none of them come close to the security you get with BitTorrent Sync. Now, granted, part of the security is by the sheer numbers involved in it. But period. If mine is so unsecure, I beg people, hack into my sync. Put files in my sync. readme.txt files and tell me your name.
I'll even give you half of our security code. AXHTXWSGEVXDORVFED.
Good luck, people.
That's for real. That's actually our code that we use.
You're halfway there now.
Yeah.
Halfway there. Good luck. I give you a head start.
Yeah, good luck, people.
All right. Good app, Dor. And did you notice anything with the update that it changed?
Graphically, much, much, much different. It seemed like it was much easier to just one click turn on camera backup, where before it was actually a couple steps. It looks like they trimmed the interface down where there was extra options called send files and a one-click like backup of files. They now just have sync folders or turn on picture backup to get to the other stuff you had to dig. But most people, I don't think, needed those other features.
Yeah, it's like they, it's definitely like a like you said, the appearance is much newer looking. It looks like a new type of app. Yeah. And I think they simplified everything.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
I gotta say the name, Sync by BitTorrent Inc.
Yo, that's my job, son.
I'm just gonna say, good idea to drop the BitTorrent off the name of it.
Yes.
Oh. It was not that it's nefarious, but there's just a stigma attached to the word BitTorrent. And unfortunately, too, because I mean, it's a BitTorrent as a way of distributing files is a great thing. And when there's a great thing, people are going to use it. And a lot of people used it. And that's what happens. But and
it's a shame, right? It's an awesome technology.
Yeah. Yeah. Great technology. It always has been. And I used it before. There was probably, there was maybe a half a dozen video files on all of BitTorrent when I started using it. I was really early in that, but you know, as soon as the negative and the illegal stuff came, I left and kind of left it there. But the sync thing is the easiest thing I've ever used in any way. And I've been syncing ever since like the Dell Axon days when I had a PDA and I had to sync my podcasts or whatever they were called back then over to these things, and it was sync and go, and nothing has worked like this.
Right, I'm with you. And actually, Eric, I was with you up to a certain point, maybe a month ago, because I used BitTorrent Sync. I basically set up a computer in my house as a backup. It was going to back up all my computers, and I was going to use BitTorrent Sync to back up entire hard drives. And I started it going. Everything was working fine, and then it just stopped. It didn't back up the whole drive. And I tried like fixing it and debugging it every once or twice, and then I said, screw it. And it was only in the last couple days, and maybe you could tell me why it wasn't working, Dora or Eric, I don't know. But in the last couple days, I'm like, I have to back up my drive, and I want to have a cloud backup. I checked out Dropbox. Dropbox gives you 100 gigs for $10 a month. If you want more than that, like 500 gigs a month or 500 gigs a month, it's like $50. I looked at other options, and I found that I liked the price the most of Microsoft OneDrive. Ooh. Used to be SkyDrive.
And you didn't check out
Not only do you get 1 terabyte of information for $9.95 a month, you also get Office 365, which I don't want at all. But for some of my voiceover work, they send me PowerPoints, and they open up better in PowerPoint than in LibreOffice and all that other stuff. So it's kind of a bonus for me. I kind of needed Office anyway.
Yeah.
And the fact I'm using the fact that it's 1 terabyte is exactly what I need. I have to back up a 1 terabyte drive. I did check out Google Drive. I didn't think they give a terabyte for $10 a month.
$9.99.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I'm looking at it right now.
A terabyte?
A terabyte. $9.99. I wouldn't lie to you.
I don't think you would purposely lie to me, Dor. But
it was Excel, wasn't it, that pushed you over the edge to go the Microsoft way?
It wasn't. No, what actually did push me over the edge? I used Windows 8.1. OneDrive is baked into the OS. I thought it would be the most, less flawed. Plus, Google, I'm not a huge fan of Google right now. I'm banned from AdWords. I'm banned from AdSense. I'm in Google prison, as people are calling it. I'm in Google prison, so I don't want to contribute too much to them. I do enough with their Gmail. That's all I'm going to use them for, and all the Android stuff.
That's understandable, man. Totally.
Yeah, and it's just bogus. Anyway, the OneDrive app on Android is pretty darn good. It's Microsoft OneDrive. It has like a Dropbox-like interface, but it's very clean. It works really good, and it's very fast. I can access my files from anywhere. And I'm really happy with it so far.
Did you just start using it this week?
Yeah, just this week. Yeah.
I think they just did a huge revision change to that this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's what they made it really usable now.
Oh, perfect. That's why it's so good. Anyway, I'm really happy with it, and it works. So far, so good. It is Microsoft, and that worries me. that it's just something's going to be flake out on me, or I'm going to get a blue screen or something, but no complaints yet.
Well, to be honest, there's nothing wrong with their service. And to be honest, Office 365, I know, is a solid internet service. The only thing I worry about with Microsoft is them changing policies, changing the plan on you, or just completely dropping it as a service, which they've done in the past. With this, I don't think it's going to be probable. Google,
they can't.
Yeah, they can. They've dropped multiple stuff in the past.
No, I mean, with cloud becoming so big, this isn't like something experimental. I don't think. I mean, they have to have cloud storage these days.
Okay, I love you, Steve, but this isn't cloud. This is just remote storage. This is totally different.
What do you mean totally different?
This is nothing. This is National Institute of Standards and Technology defines what a cloud is. This is what we're doing with remote storage and syncing is not cloud. It's
what is cloud?
A cloud is a elastic, scalable application environment. Everything that you're hosting on this one service is being stored in basically, I will say one place, but I know it's being duplicated on multiple data centers, but it's a very hard framed system that they have.
Gotcha.
The only reason why I think Google is going to be better is because Google is going to drop the price again. Google's already said the price of cloud storage has not been, quote unquote, keeping up with the storage.
What do you mean cloud storage? Why are you talking about cloud storage? I'm not talking about cloud storage.
So you relate to it. Because like, for instance, 8 terabyte drives just got released on the market and they're less than, I think, $300. So the price of this storage is only going to continue to drop. Google said they're going to basically drive the price down, continuously drive the price down. Microsoft went down to $999 in a direct reactionary thing because they had to, because Google went down to $999. And to be honest, you're a Windows guy. If you're using Windows on your computers, there's no reason to not use a Microsoft product with your synchronization. I'd be a fool to say you wouldn't use it. With BitTorrent Sync, I will say with really large files or really large, like plus 800 gig syncs, I have seen issues.
Okay, that explains it. I would have loved to use it. I was running an Ubuntu computer. It was basically my file server, and BitTorrent Sync was syncing up to it. It was all real happy until it hit a certain number, and it just kind of stopped.
Right.
I just wondered when your computers went to sleep, but no, if it can't handle huge files like that, which is a lot to ask out of it, you know, but
why is that a lot to ask out of it?
I mean, see how well it works with our little files. I can't see that scaling.
It's like, know that you're reminding me of the post office when I asked them for my delivery confirmation number. And they're like, you don't have the slip. I'm like, no, I don't have, I lost the slip with my delivery confirmation number. Don't you have it in your computer? She's like, on our computer. She's like, well, that's a lot of numbers. It's like a 10-digit number. And I'm sure they filled up their, you know, IBM PCX T386SX or whatever. But yeah.
It's weird. Their query field only goes to 9 digits.
How many numbers do you think we could store at the post office? that's hilarious. All right, let's do another quick round of apps here, guys. Oh, by the way, my app was OneDrive by Microsoft. Okay, Eric, what do you got?
I got a pretty cool driving racing game called Asphalt 8. I'm sorry, that's a bad link I just gave you. It's called Asphalt 8 Airborne.
Ooh, jeez, look at it. It's like a stunt track.
I really had high hopes for this game, and I'm gonna kind of give it a downer a little bit. Maybe I could blame it on my device, but I got a brand new 2013, well, not brand new, but a 2013 Nexus 7 that I was playing it on, and it was glitchy. Yeah. Oh. That's the only bad thing about it.
Frame rate glitchy, or
just every now and then it would just glitch. It would just it would drop like a bunch of frames all at once. It would just like freeze a little bit, and maybe there was a process going on in the background. Possibly, I don't know. I noticed it though, and I don't usually notice that kind of stuff on too many games.
Check the power button.
No, I hope not. Not on this device too. That'd be a bad week. The uh, it's a very forgiving game, though. Even though I'm horrible at racing games, I like watching them and playing them. I was able to almost stay up with some of the other drivers, the simulated computer, you know, drivers, all the way to the end. And, you know, I was crashing into stuff that they weren't. And it was just nice to actually still be able to see your competition way up there in the horizon.
Well, the graphics look amazing, but I've had issues with, I think I got the Asphalt game before 8, and I didn't play it much. I didn't think it was that great. It looks beautiful, but gameplay is where it's at.
Right. It has a lot of things like floating jugs of nitrous oxide that you got to run into. I miss like every one of those. It did have a, I can't remember what it was. It had a funny little saying for being in last place. Oh, it says, nice guy, you finished last. Now, I thought that was kind of cool to let me know. Just rub it in a little bit.
Oh, nice guy, you finished last? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those, you're a winner. Like, you know, Japanese translations or something like that.
Yeah. The nice guys always finish last, I guess. That's what they're trying to tell me.
I see.
But it's by Gameloft. You know, they're a good game maker. I doubt it was my device, though, man. I don't know.
Interesting. It got good reviews.
It could be the device is new and just not optimized for your stuff. They've been in this business for a long time. Gameloft A, the Asphalt series B. They've been doing this for a long time. I will say they did always push devices pretty good. NVIDIA just released a gaming tablet. Maybe they hope or expect people to be playing this game on those kinds of devices. I don't know, but it should run on your, if it doesn't run on your device, a lot of people are in trouble. You know what I mean? Because that's a good device.
Yeah. I had a couple games loaded up on my phone before it flaked out on me that I was going to move over to the tablet to try the difference because they were really bad on my phone. I'm like, well, maybe it's just the phone, 3 years old. But I'll save that for the next episode because I got a whole adventure that I went on with those things. And
really?
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
I sampled a genre.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sounds interesting. Looking forward to that. All right. Anything more on Asphalt 8, guys? All right. That is Asphalt 8 : Airborne from Gameloft. Dor, what do you got up for us?
Okay, this is not an app I'm going to bring. It's went through a lot of changes in the past, so technically I'm sure it's a regurgitation yet again, but I don't care. It's worth it. It's called Android X86 at android-x86.org. They're up to now version 4.4.2RC, so it's a very newer version of Android that you can basically install on genuine Intel and AMD computers. So I have, I want to say it's maybe a 6-7 year old Toshiba laptop that I got from my sister-in-law. Liam Tidwell got me hooked up with more RAM. I believe there's 4 gigs of RAM in it now. I put the Android X86 on a thumb drive, booted to the thumb drive, installed it on that laptop. Pleasantly shocked at how well it runs general Android stuff. So you can have a full Android experience on a desktop or a laptop or a netbook of your choosing. Obviously, you will either have no cameras available to you or one, not two, like most apps will expect. There's no magnetometer. There's no gyroscope. There's certain things that are just not available on X86 type hardware that some apps might expect. So your app experience is going to depend on what it does. You know what I mean? If you try to install an app that expects a GPS, well, guess what? It ain't going to work right.
Asphalt 8.
Well, and I will say high end games, I was told, do not work well on it. The only other trick is they don't have gyroscopes on laptops or computers. So as soon as you boot up the first thing you have to do is disable auto rotation and force it to stay in one mode or else your screen will pivot and it will be very complex getting it back without hard rebooting the device.
Weird.
But I mean, certain things like Google Plus, emails, browsing Reddit became so much easier, so much quicker, so much more efficient doing it with a full keyboard and a touchpad or a mouse versus a touchscreen.
Hmm.
So you could use like the full Google Docs suite on that and have like yourself a little office computer.
Yeah. Yeah. And, right. And it does recognize Alt and Tab for switching apps. The Windows key will send you back to your home screen. The escape key is the same as back button.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. It's like a Chrome. How does it compare to a Chromebook? A better experience or?
Well, it all depends on what you want to use it for. The Chromebook for just browsing the internet is really good, but it's very restricted to just browsing web pages. With the Android x86, you can do a lot more. I'll say you can do a lot more offline type things, but you have to literally, you know, plan out to do that because most of the apps always expect internet connections. But for note-taking, document editing, spreadsheet editing, certain types of creation of content, you can do offline with no problem.
If you're on Wi-Fi with that notebook, can you download from the Play Store apps?
I did. All day today. I turned tethering on my phone. Now I'm up to 36 gigs for the month. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hold your applause. And I was able to, from my laptop, tether to my phone and download all the Google Docs and Google Plus and Flow for Reddit and everything else.
Okay. Tethered to your phone just because you were not at home on your home Wi-Fi?
Exactly. Now, the only hook or crook I'll tell you is if you're hardware is not completely supported. Like if you have a Broadcom wireless chipset in your laptop and you try to install this, wireless probably won't work. So this is like Linux from 7 years ago. If all your hardware gets picked up good, it's going to work very good. If your hardware does not get picked up good, don't even try it. And you can boot live the USB into a live session and test it. So there's no damage done.
Ethernet?
I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. I was wondering. I'm just thinking that this could be a great use case for all these infectable XP laptops around the world.
Yeah.
That are just going to be sat in the corner because they're so full of junk they can't run hardly.
I'll say this. Ethernet has to work because technically now you can buy routers with Android on them where all of your management for that router is done via Android on that device.
What about I know you probably didn't try it, but like some of the music apps I like to download, like Caustic, like the synthesizer apps. They'd probably run cool, right? It picks up audio, right?
It does pick up audio, fine playback, and I did do a test Voxer to myself. The onboard mic did get picked up and the speakers were playing just fine. Jeez. I will say the only thing I noticed was every couple minutes, like a half a second of lag, and I'm guessing that's because of my wireless chipset isn't completely supported. But when I was watching YouTube videos, the pre-buffer was always more than enough to actually cause a delay, because the video was still working, the sound was just working, the interface just had a touch of delay like every couple minutes.
Last question I have, how is it using a mouse or trackpad and keyboard compared to touch?
If you're already at all accustomed to the Android interface, it's going to make sense on what you have to do, but it's not going to be completely instinctive on what you have to do. Because when you want to scroll, you cannot two-finger scroll. You cannot go down the side of your thing and scroll. You cannot mouse wheel and scroll. You have to literally click and drag to scroll. Because when you're scrolling on your screen, you're tapping and dragging. The only thing I couldn't figure out how to do, pinch and zoom. How can I pinch to zoom out and pinch to zoom in with a mouse with only one button? So I don't know. I don't know yet.
Interesting. Cool, man. I'm excited about that. I have a crappy little gateway I'm going to try it on.
And I will say the other stupid things that I liked, Control C, Control V, a lot of basic keyboard commands that I just do instinctively worked without any extra configuration.
Sweet.
I would think in the coming up, you know, the touchpad drivers will get good enough that you could do the multi-touch right on your touchpad like you do in Windows, you know, the pinch and zoom that you can do already.
I don't know if I even tried that now that I stopped to think about it, Eric. Because I tried the two-finger scrolling, but I don't think I tried the two-finger pinch and zoom. Good point.
Interesting.
Yeah, but and
all right.
Well, the last thing I'll throw out there. If you have a touchscreen device like a all-in-one touch smart HP computer or Sony computer, I heard from many people and saw videos. If you install it on them, the touchscreen does work, and you can pinch to zoom and pinch to scroll and touch and everything.
Wow, awesomeness! You guys could find this at android-x86.org. It's called Android x86. Thanks, Dor.
No problem.
I guess it's my turn, right? I got another one.
Whoa!
I know, dude. Well, after this, I'm done for the month. But I have a one that's so simple, yet brought me such joy and relief, I can't even explain. And the name of it is, I got to get it for you guys because I didn't put it in the chat or anything. Here's what it is. It's a Bluetooth button. It's just a Bluetooth widget toggle button. And that's what it is. It's a one space Bluetooth toggle button. I didn't have one before, and I was to turn my Bluetooth on, I'd have to take the two finger scroll from the top of the screen, bring down notifications, and push and hold my Bluetooth button. Which when you're driving, pushing and holding something for more than a second is a chore. So let me see if I can find it in the Google Play Store real quick. Anyway, I have this now, and it's just a little widget in the upper right hand corner of my phone. And I press it. It turns Bluetooth on so fast. And I don't have to scroll or push or do anything. It's one click. And it just works great. Let me find the widget because this guy definitely earns my respect. The widget is Bluetooth toggle widget from Droid Mania. That's the one I'm using. And it works awesomely. And now it's just so easy for me to turn on Bluetooth. And in my car with my little Allura Tech Bluetooth adapter. It's just, I hate having Bluetooth on all the time because I think it drains my battery. So just when I'm in the car, I hit the button and I'm good to go. Simple, but it works. I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's real simple.
I still don't use Bluetooth ever, but someday I will.
Get the Allura Tech for your car. I got to say, the audio quality isn't the best. But it's only when things get a little loud, I think, that it starts to break up a little bit. But it's just a kind of a dream not having all those cables, and you don't have to plug in an eighth-inch adapter. It's just, it's one of those things, Eric.
So, okay, remind me what the Allura Tech is. Is it a Bluetooth to FM transmitter?
Not FM. It's a little Bluetooth box. It's a little box with an eighth-inch adapter sticking out of it.
Eighth-inch. Okay, that's right.
So you just, instead of plugging your eighth-inch adapter in your phone, you plug the Allura Tech into the eighth-inch hole. And then bam,
and you have Bluetooth. You stream your music through it too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds really good. And I just needed this toggle because there was two things I wanted to do. One of you guys brought up that exposed widget where you could basically take your, what are those three buttons at the bottom of the Android screen called?
Navigation bar.
Yeah, those little navigation buttons at the bottom. You could take them and swipe them and make them different icons. I was going to do that with Bluetooth, but I still haven't rooted my phone because you could put a Bluetooth little button down there. And so I just kind of kept just using my two fingers, pulling down my notifications bar and clicking Bluetooth. I just said, I finally have to get a widget. And I did, and it works great. I don't know much more you could say about it other than it's a widget and it works.
Do I have permission to be a Luddite?
Okay. Yeah.
Technically, you have just as many wires with or without Bluetooth because you then have to charge typical devices. It's just how many are connected at one point in time.
Whatever.
And I'll say,
there's definitely less wires connected to my phone. There's one less wire connected to my phone with Bluetooth.
Now it's just going to the other device every now and then to charge it.
Yes. No,
it doesn't. It's sitting in my armrest of my car, which has a 1/8-inch jack and a USB port. The USB port charges the Bluetooth. The audio goes into the 1/8-inch hole. So it's totally out of sight. It's just sitting in the armrest, and it's just wireless right to my my phone, which is sitting on my
windshield. That's why I don't like my cigarette lighter adapter. It's way up by the radio. I wish it was further back, because trust me, I thought of it. I like the simplicity of having my aux connection, but I hate the ground loop that seems on every car I ever own. I always get that auxiliary ground loop buzz.
I still get it through the Bluetooth. Get that. Yes.
That's one thing I don't get. I get really nice, clear audio out of that phone that doesn't stay on anymore. But
even when it's plugged in and charging?
Yeah, plugged in and charging.
Huh.
Well, I do have a very high-end USB adapter, though. Cigarette lighter to USB adapter.
That's got
to
be an extra filter on it. That's got
to
be it.
I was speaking to Mr. Liam Tidwell. He swears to me that makes no difference at all. What matters is underneath the cigarette lighter adapter where that ground wire goes. He said, He said that needs to go to a piece of, you know, whatever metal and a part of the frame to correctly ground it, or else you get the loop back.
Buzz. Gotcha. Cool. Well, we had a good discussion today. Dor schooled me on two things. And we brought some good apps.
The billion thing, Steve. I had two people ping me and say, I thought Dor was full of crap too. And I went and looked it up and he was right about the billion thing. So I'm happy to say. Yeah.
All right.
Soak it up, Dor. It doesn't happen.
Somebody has to.
I acknowledge that you were correct on that. That's good. It just sounded so, I don't know, questionable. Yeah.
Do you have another fun fact for this week then, Dor? Are you going to start
bringing those? He already brought them. Cloud isn't cloud, and Bluetooth has wires.
If you want to sound smart in a room of people who are employed by Red Hat or NASA or Google, just search up NIST, National Institute Standard Technology Space Cloud. And you'll see the five key points that make a cloud. Anything else is just remote servers or remote applications or remote storage.
You do know what the logo for OneDrive is. Clouds. Yeah.
Do I expect a corporation to tell me the truth? No, I don't.
All right. Well, I did learn something today. Thanks, Dor. All right, and everybody, thank you for listening. Do not forget to join the AAA Club. Watch us live on Thursday nights, and get entered into the contest to win the Sony Smartwatch 2. And there's a lot of cool other perks. I mean, it's totally free. We're not going to bug you. We're going to send you emails for stuff that we think you'll be interested in, like joining the live show and stuff like that. So we hope you join. We wouldn't spam anybody. Come on, give us a try. You can go to podnuts.com/AAA club to sign up. All right, we're going to be ending off this show. We're going to have a producer on, and we're going to prepare for that. So, actually, we're doing these shows out of order, so we would have done that already. We had a producer on Monday, so we're preparing for that right now. So, Dor and Eric, you guys have anything to say before we end off?
Thanks for listening. Yeah, join the club. Check it out. This is our first live show since we started the club, and we've already got a couple friends hanging out with us. So that's really cool. They're watching the show live.
And they're chatting live.
Yeah, and they're chatting live. And they get to input and back and forth on the side channels.
That's right. Dor.
Thank everyone for their support. Everyone who does, go to podnuts.com/Amazon. You are gold. You are the kind of people that enable us to do future giveaways. This giveaway, I want to send a big thanks out to John. He's the guy that donated this hardware. So thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, watching, streaming, whatever you're doing. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week. See you next time.